look, we all judge. We're not supposed to, but we all judge, and we're all being judged. We're going to share with you the things that people are quietly judging you about. Matt, what do you secretly judge people about? You're very quiet normally.
People who FaceTime in public.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
No, the whole world doesn't need to hear your conversation.
No, okay. I agree.
I've been at lunch before. I mean, at lunch, or at a restaurant, and somebody FaceTimed the entire hour I was there. I mean, not somebody I was with, just somebody a table over. And they were with their son.
Uh-huh.
It was a lady. She was with her son, who was like 10, and she was talking to one of her friends on FaceTime for the entire time where they're eating lunch.
So I guess you don't like speakerphone either.
No, I don't.
Not in public. Not if you're like in a restaurant or you're in a store or whatever. Like, what are you doing?
And I don't know what it is about waiting rooms, but everybody thinks that it's okay to listen to their video at full volume while you're in a waiting room. And I'm like, do you know that everyone can hear that?
Yeah, that kind of gets lumped into if you're doing anything on your phone at full volume in public when other people are around.
Yes,
stop.
Well, I'll tell you, kids do it. You never see young kids like 9, 10-year-olds. Actually putting the phone up to the ear. They always are holding the phone.
But then at that point, it's on the parents.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear your kids' video either.
Correct.
No, I mean, before one of the Tanger shows is rare, but people behind us were FaceTiming like for the whole time before the show started. And I was like, okay. And I was like, man, I hope they'd stop when the show. And they did.
Yeah.
But then I talked to my ex-wife, Heather. She was there. She was on the other side of the Tanger Center. And she said that there was some, she said, you know, she goes to all the Tanger shows. It never happened. But somebody was clearly their first Tanger show. They were FaceTiming during the show and showing the stage.
Oh,
and
no.
You're not supposed to do that.
I judge
rules.
That.
And Heather was
that
like,
behavior.
She said, I got up right away and I dropped a dime on her. And so, because then I heard the employees, if they don't knock it off and the crew sees it, then the employees get in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Because they take it very seriously about the content.
Yeah, right? you know, right?
But the guy was just FaceTiming during a Broadway show.
Yeah, I've seen people record during a Broadway show, but I don't tell on them.
Yeah.
I'm too scared. Plus, I don't want to miss the show.
No, right.
You know, like, I don't want to get up and say anything.
Right.
Jared is guilty of FaceTiming in a whole car full of people.
Yeah.
And no, we were like, stop it.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is
true. Stop it.
That is true. That did happen.
Yep,
yeah.
You did do that. So, yes. Guilty.
Yeah. I judged.
Yep. No, I know.
I judged
myself.
Yeah.
If I can go back in time, I would undo that. some other things people judge people for.
I got one.
Vaping at a certain age.
Oh, wait. Oh,
okay.
Wait, what?
What? Okay.
Why was that number one on the list?
That's weird.
No, go ahead, Jason.
You can judge vaping. That's why
we do.
You put your entire fist on the pen so people can't see it. And then you turn to the side and do it and blow it the other way. The vaping community has learned from each other.
Jason, real quick, I know you're going to say your thing. I'm watching the show Steel, if you want to watch it. It's fantastic. It was with Sansa Stark. It's a like a heist mystery. It's so freaking good. But anyway, there's a scene where she's meeting with MI5. And it's a long story. And she's like, we need to take a walk outside. And she's like in trouble. She's like, what's going on?
You never take a walk.
They're kind of like CIA. Yeah. They're kind of like CIA version in England. And they're like, well, we're outside also because it's the only place I can vape. I'm like, what? Like, for no reason. It has nothing to do with storyline.
They put it in there.
And she had one of those big vapes. Like the one that has like a, almost like you see the liquid at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a huge one.
They make ones with screens on them.
I was like, that's Jason Goodman.
To watch something while you're vaping?
No, it's just a screen that it's like an LED screen that shows how much is left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this I don't
one,
have that.
It might have been that one. Anyway, I was thought, what? There's a whole scene about them vaping. That's why they have to be outside.
Well,
okay.
I'll tell you this, Jared. In the vaping community, you don't have to step outside. Usually, you can find little areas and corners and things where, because it doesn't smell like a cigarette.
Sure.
And like you can't smell it on you. So it's like a quick, as long as you blow it the other direction and you hide it, it's fair. You can do it. I'm not going to say where because you'd be very upset, Katie. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
And it's part
were you
of,
in a church?
No. But you could. I mean, technically.
One time you were in the studio and blew it into my face.
Well, that was because I was
so there's that.
Nervous about the game I was playing.
Okay. Yeah.
So what do you secretly judge people about, Jason?
Oh, gosh. Big time. About Katie's house mess. or messes in general.
My house.
Right. It drives
mine that
me
you've
crazy.
Been to one time.
it drives me crazy. If you have a messy house, I think differently of you. I think, how? And if you have clutter, I'm just like, how do you live? Do you not care about anybody else or yourself? That's what I think.
Wow.
It is a big one for me.
You know, one sign sometimes of maybe some mental illness, not like you're crazy, but is having a super messy house. Some people say that, but I also think then the opposite's true.
Uh-huh.
Somebody who's super clean, also a sign of mental illness.
Someone who organizes their soup cans and rotates them out.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jason.
Like an OCD. Not like, none of these people are crazy.
What is wrong with that?
Nothing.
I sent you a picture of my pantry, and you're like, what in the hell?
I'm
like,
I didn't know. That's what you said about my pantry, and then you circled everything that was wrong with it after I was vulnerable and sent it back to you.
Yes, and the reason why is a couple of reasons. One, mm-hmm. I face the shelves because I want to see immediately what I have if I'm cooking. I don't want to go find it in the middle of cooking.
Guess what? My pantry is the size of, I don't know, the tiniest little closet you've ever seen in your
Mine's
life.
Mine's not big either.
Mine is not a large pantry, so I just throw stuff in there because I'm like, can't find it anyway.
Yeah, and then you want to rotate the stuff over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus, I told you, you can take a photo of your pantry with ChatGPT and said, hey, based on the ingredients, what can I make?
Mine would never be able to tell me. It's like half empty
like
bags
of chips.
We
can't see the labels.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is about kids, but like they can't throw a box away.
Oh,
they will
no.
straight up eat the last one of whatever it is and leave the box in there.
It's the worst. You go like, oh, yeah. We have some more Oreos. Oh,
no,
geez,
we don't. No, empty. We don't.
So other things people secretly judge you over, or quietly at least, not voting and bragging about that. I don't ever vote.
Yeah.
Oh, about the bragging.
Like, yeah. I don't like that.
I've heard people do that before.
I'm more judging you who you voted for.
Yeah,
but if
we
you
know.
Don't vote.
That's also, that's definitely one too. Another one is people who dominate conversations don't let you express yourself.
Mm-hmm.
People judge that. You know, we all know people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Men who wear baseball hats inside, especially when they're out to eat.
Yeah.
It's become more common.
Become more common. I think there's a time and a place. But there's definitely people who show up with baseball hats and you think, not here.
Well,
no, not here.
It's a big Southern thing. Up north, it doesn't matter. I noticed in the South, more critical about hats inside.
Well, but you wouldn't go to a nice steakhouse and wear your hat.
Yeah, it depends on the restaurant.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. A time and a place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think maybe it's Ruth's Chris or whatever. I mean, they tell you, like, you can't wear
you cannot,
a hat.
You can't
Do they really?
On.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of gangsta if you wear a hat inside these
it's
restaurants.
Kind of what?
Gangsta.
Oh, word.
With an A.
I'm judging Jason for that.
Well, I'm not going to say gangster.
We'd judge you for that if you said it that way, too. People who walk their dogs off leash. I think it makes people nervous.
That's badass.
I mean,
think it makes people nervous.
I'm jealous that their pet is controlled.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I wish I could do that. Yeah.
My dog on a leash is not controlled.
Mine either.
I'm like, chill out.
Yeah.